From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. In the aftermath of the Newtown, Connecticut shootings, many states are acting to quickly change their gun laws. But that's unlikely to happen in Florida. And joining us now with more on why is our reporter in Tallahassee, Gina Jordan. Welcome, Gina. So with all this pressure, why is it unlikely that any gun laws or reforms would be enacted here in the Sunshine State?
Well, mainly because the lawmakers don't feel like there's anything wrong with the law. Remember, this is a Republican-controlled legislature, and they are very much about trying to honor the Constitution, and in this case, the Second Amendment. And they're looking at the number of Floridians who have gotten concealed carry permits. You know, we passed the 1 million active permits mark in December, and all those permits have to go through Agriculture and Consumer Services Commissioner Adam Putnam's office. He talked last month about how we've hit that million mark, and Florida is the first state to hit that mark.
As a lifelong outdoorsman, as a lifelong hunter and gun owner, I think that we should protect the Second Amendment as strenuously as we protect the First Amendment and all of the others that embed Americans' rights in our Constitution.
And ironically, those comments by the Ag Commissioner came the very same week as the Newtown shootings, Gina. Do you think that Adam Putnam might want to have those comments back?
I don't think he would. And the reason I say that is because he noted in that same news conference that most of these permit holders don't commit crimes. These are law-abiding citizens for the most part.
The 1 million mark is certainly a cause for acknowledgement that you've had over 2 million licenses issued over the life of the program and only a 0.3% irresponsible rate. So clearly, Floridians who are obtaining these licenses are obtaining them for the right reasons.
Gina, depending on where you are in the state, with a large urban and Democratic population in South Florida, you'd hear that one way. And with a large Republican and rural population in North Florida, you would hear it another way. Is this an example of an issue where there really is a huge disconnect between the two regions?
Well, I think in some cases, yes. Just as an example, Senator Dwight Bullard, Democrat from Miami, he is very upset with lawmakers about the Stand Your Ground Task Force. He says that they held these public hearings all around the state looking at ways to fix the law that was implicated with the Trayvon Martin killing. And he says they did nothing but come back and say the law is fine. So he has actually filed a bill to repeal that law. And he had Trayvon Martin's mother with him at the Capitol, Sabrina Fulton. They came up to the Capitol last week, and she talked about how Florida really needs to get rid of that Stand Your Ground law.
As a parent, I just don't quite understand how someone can be a make-believe cop, pursue my son, who had every right to be in that neighborhood, chase him, get in a confrontation with him, shoot and kill him, and not be arrested. Something has to be done.
Well, Gina, gun control will be a big issue in Tallahassee, whether the law is changed or not this coming session. Thanks very much for your time. As always, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Phil.
And as the session approaches in March, we're getting ready for it with a series of online discussions, one taking place right now on our website, WLRN.org, on who really runs Tallahassee, with the Miami Herald's Capitol Bureau Chief, Mary Ellen Kloss. Again, WLRN.org. You can also participate via Twitter at hashtag FL2013. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.